Turn on your TV, and chances are there'll be a talk show on which guests make the most intimate revelations, discuss extremely personal quirks, or fight publicly about infidelity, sexual preferences, or kinky tastes. Privacy is a Morning Edition subject on Tuesdays this month. Here's NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg discussing shock shows with a man who booked guests for them.
10 years ago, Barry Posnick was a booker for Sally Jesse Raphael. Today, at age 32, he produces a teen talk show for MTV. In these 10 years, Posnick says, talk shows have gone from confessional, I want to get breast implants, to confrontational, I locked my daughter in the basement so she wouldn't get breast implants, all in pursuit of ratings. On MTV, the voyeurism is aimed at young viewers, and Barry Posnick says when 14- and 15-year-olds watch people who have no sense of privacy, no shame, they start to think they shouldn't either.
You can't invade their privacy because they don't even believe they have privacy.
Gee whiz, that's amazing.
And I think that's where the privacy issue is so interesting to me, because is there something wrong with me going on TV and saying I have a foot fetish, or me going on TV and say I have breast implants, or me go, no, there's, so do it. What I think the problem becomes is when I go on TV and start fighting with my wife over a personal matter, and then kids see that's how you're supposed to deal with your wife. Is embarrass her in public, is shame her, and that's where I feel like the fine line is drawn.
Well, what but do I need as a viewer to know about your foot fetish? I'm asking you now from the audience point of view, what is the audience getting out of all of this, even when they're not beating up on each other?
Right, no, the audience is fascinated. We're all voyeurs by nature. We all go through this game called life. We hope we're doing it right. We think we're happy. We don't know, you know? So maybe there's something somebody else is, you know, we watch them, we maybe feel better about ourselves. We watch them maybe to go, oh, I have that little problem. Maybe it's not so bad, or my mother's not as bad as her mother. And so I think the reality is that we get to experience life beyond our own little circle. And I think the problem with daytime talk right now is that the circle has expanded so much to include people that we really shouldn't be valuing their opinions. We really shouldn't be giving them airtime. Mm-hmm. They need real help. Mm-hmm. And instead of, as a culture, helping them, we're, to a certain extent, you know, putting them up on display, like, freak shows at a circus.
I've made a list of some of the topics, actual topics that have been done in various talk shows. Let me run through this list with you and stop me if you have any comments. I had an affair with my sister's boyfriend.
Talking about a topic like infidelity and cheating can be helpful. It is great. I think a lot of us can get information from watching a discussion about that.
If it's thoughtful, just, if people right. are taking the time to
exactly.
think about it instead of accusing one another, that's your
exactly.
point. Yeah.
But I think when you say it that way, it's clearly like a Ricky Lake or Jenny Jones show mm-hmm. where somebody's coming on to come face to face and, you know, start fist fights and screaming and yelling. And that's where it just becomes a pure circus.
Here's a Ricky Lake subject I read. My man wants to pose naked on the internet.
Now, that to me makes me laugh. That to me, I see no problem with that being on TV, ultimately because this is an exhibitionist. Do you know what I'm saying? He's going to pose nude on TV or on the internet. Let him do it. That to me is like, if you want to watch that, enjoy it. No one's getting hurt by that. I have more of a problem with the topics where they are relatable, where it's showing you how to handle something in your own life. And mm-hmm. and I think that's where getting back to the younger generation, we all are products of what we take in. Mm. And I think when they see people dealing with a real topic, like the first one that you said where it was, you know, I'm sleeping with my sister's boyfriend, and they see how this, oh, first of all, it becomes acceptable on some levels to sleep with your sister's boyfriend because someone's up there saying it's okay. Second of all, and depending on how the show plays out, it could end up with the outcome being both girls say, we're okay with it. That's where you start to go, wait a second, this can't be on TV.
Okay, Barry, why does any of it have to go on television? Why can't they go sit in a corner cafe and argue it out instead
oh, they
of
do.
In front? What?
But they do. I think that happens all day long. I think all talk shows are town hall meetings. I mean, they are the same witch hunts that happened, you know, centuries ago. It's basically a forum for people to voice their opinions. And I think when it's done well, it's a great forum. And when it's not done well, it's a horrible abuse of a right to broadcast.
What kind of people go on these shows? I mean, why would people be willing to open themselves up that way, to have their privacy, their most private subjects discussed in public?
I would say there's three types of people, or there's three categories. that are three categories of bookings that are willing to reveal themselves. One is pure exhibitionists. These are people that want to show off, that want to be the center of attention. They don't care if it's negative attention. They don't care if the audience is booing them. They get a high from it. They get a rush from it. Fine, that we can all understand. The second is...
No, I don't understand that at all, Barry. I'm sorry.
Well, you know what an exhibitionist is.
I do. I'm not very interested in them.
Right, but I'm saying you can understand that as a personality trait. We are aware, as a culture, there are people that in all aspects of life like being the focus of attention. The next kind of person is a person who truly believes that there's going to be some positive effect from exposing their private life on TV.
So it becomes a kind of therapy.
And then there is so one part is therapy. The other part is with Survivor and Real World and shows like that. People go on that because they think they are going to become famous. And it, embarrassingly enough, has worked for many of those characters who have gotten agents and managers and now have movies coming out. And then the third type of person is the completely clueless person. And I have to say, as much as I don't have respect for Jerry Springer, he did once say to me, he hosts a show for MTV Spring Break called Springer Break, which is like his show, but it's just done on MTV at the beach. But he had said, if somebody calls your house and says they're calling from the Jerry Springer show, hang up. And I thought, well, now that's why it's hard to hate this man, because he's saying that, and yet that's how he makes $10 million a year.
Last question to you, Barry. Why do people watch this?
That's a $64,000 question. I think it's, for some people, it's entertainment, and for other people, they are turned on by it. I think there's something very sexy about having a peek in somebody else's life, and this is like the most extreme way to peek in their house. And there's something also talking about the younger generation, again, that we had some girls talking to us on MTV who were saying, they were talking about what you do on a date. And they were saying, like, well, and these are 12-year-old girls. Well, when you go in the hot tub, blah, blah, blah. And I said, when you go in the hot tub, that's what you think you do on a date? And they said, well, that's what they do on TV. And these were girls who watch Blind Date every day after school. And they truly believed, and this is where I say it's a scary power, that that is how you behave. That you act crazy, and on a first date with a strange guy, you would get naked and get in a hot tub. And so that's the part where I say there are certain things that should be kept more private as a way to preserve our future.
Barry Posnick is executive producer of MTV's Mandy, a talk show that deals with teen issues, dates, parents, you know, life. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.